Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day of drawing close to you, Lord, ceasing from our own works, because we've been there, we were part of the crowd, and been slotted in and fallen into wrong thinking, wrong attitudes, and wrong actions. But thank you, Lord, we have come to you to draw close to you, to rest in your amazing love, Lord, the Sabbath rest. And thank you this morning. We've got reflections here again through our big brother, Lord and Savior Jesus, that's not tapped into what the world believes and the wrong concepts, but he's tapped into his God doing nothing but what he's seen and hearing and walking into in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Luke 6, verse 6 to 11. On another Sabbath, he went into the synagogue and was teaching, and a man was there whose hand was shriveled. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. But Jesus knew what they were thinking and said to the man, "Get up and stand in front of everyone." So he got up and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save or to destroy?" And he looked around at them all and then said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was completely restored. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were furious and began to discuss with one another what they might do to Jesus.
Hallelujah. So here we see, you know, that the Sabbath is there to heal and to set free the captives, like Jesus said. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he's anointed me, and so the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, and he's anointed us not to do our own will, but to do his will. Okay, so we saw the Sabbath rest is equivalent to the seventh day when Adam and Eve just woke up there, born into this amazing love, and they were separated unto their God, and their God was separated unto them. And that's the reality of what we lost, but we haven't lost, been given back to us in Jesus. And here we see Jesus living in the rest, living in the presence, living in obedience. And that's our portion. And so I just want to share this morning about how this revelation came about in my own life. So it's about nearly 50 years or 40 years ago. I came to the Lord. So I had ceased from my own works. I had been played a part of what I believed, and that's the spirit of the evil one working in all our lives, giving us different reputations, attitudes, and actions. But it's all come from, yeah, from the devil, yeah. And now I'm committed to the Lord. And I see these guys fasting and all this, and I think, Lord, is this the way I need to go? You know, what is your word to me? And the Lord gives me Isaiah 58, talks, is this a fast? Just to go hang your head like a bulrush. I like that word. Looking all holier than. And then he says, and is it just a day? He says, no. He says, that's not the way. And then he starts up in verse 6. Then he says, is this not the kind of fast I've chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke and set the oppressed free and break every yoke? So it's about, just like Jesus, seeking and saving. But you can't seek and save if you are not, if these bonds and these deceptions aren't dealt with in your own life. So that's what it's all about. It's about walking with the Lord. And when you go out and you give your body and you share your bread with the hungry and you reach out to the people destitute on the streets in bad places, that's where you are also finding healing. It's one hand washes the other when you go, and then you start realizing you also need help. And this was precisely what I experienced. I had committed my life to the Lord. So I served there for 3 years in outreach ministry all around South Africa with Elion. Then I went to Muizenberg at the Assemblies of God for another 3 years and started a soup kitchen and ministered to the guys in the mornings. Before the pubs would open, so the Owens would be eighters on the outers would come, and I would minister life, because I'd really, you can only minister what you've seen and experienced. I've already experienced a better wine the better food, the better life. And then the Lord sent me to the ark. And you go there and you think, oh, now I'm going to be like Jesus. I'm going to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. But when you get busy with the broken and the destitute, you realize you need help. You need help with the pointing of the finger, the speaking of wickedness. And so you need God's counsel. And that's what happens when you give yourself to the will of God. And then how are you going to get help? And then it comes here that speaks about don't break the Sabbath. If you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, if you honor it not doing your own ways and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, but what do? You find this high spot. You find the heritage of Jacob. What was the heritage of Jacob? Jacob realized he's a scoundrel. He realized he needs help. And then he drew close and he wrestled with God, and God gave him the answers. And his name changed from Jacob the deceiver to the true Jew. He changed him to Israel, which is a true Jew, circumcised in the heart, and his praises from God. And there you get the pattern. You get the pattern. As you abstain on this road, you're drawing close and you're obedient. And then, yeah, and you look to the Lord and then he comes. The Song of Song tells you the same story. The Shulamite was caring with all the other vineyards, courting all the different groups. You know, today we got a radical group walking, going around and making a lot of noise, toy-toying. And then in that group, you got the demonic Owens that are just there to destroy, to try find their own way. But we are the lights in the world. We have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to be witnesses. And that's what it's all about. Did I go on there with the Shulamite?
No, she was in groups.
Oh, that's all I stopped there. Okay, but then, and she just hurt herself. And then she says, my own vineyard I've not kept. And then she met the Lord. And then fellowshiped with the Lord. And then the Lord took her on this beautiful journey. Amen. She moved into greatness. She moved into goodness. She moved into God's plan for her life and rode on the high hills. She rode on the heavenly clouds, heavenly glory. And this confirms to Romans chapter 12, where it says, give your bodies as a living sacrifice. And then how do you give your body? You don't be conformed to the pattern of this world. The pattern of this world in that you'll slot into all these deceptive groups and that. No, you slot into the body of Christ. You slot into fellowship with the Lord. And then what happens there is then he gives you faith, which comes from grace. And that gets you into your calling, into the portion of the vineyard where you need to be. And then you are relevant and you are rising and you are shining. So take hold of it today. Look at these scriptures. I've just run through it. Isaiah 58 is so beautiful. It tells you, beautiful, every step you take, when you give your bodies, there's going to be blessings. When you're saving your soul, not speaking your own things, and you're hearing from the Lord, there's blessings. And then where are you getting these blessings? By running to the Lord, receiving from him. Not running from him, running to him, and receiving light for life, answers for problems, blessings for curses. In Jesus' name, arise and shine. Amen.
Amen.